Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, April 16th.
Resolved that Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security of the United States of America, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the following articles of impeachment be exhibited to the United States Senate.
That's Republican Congressman Mark Green, chair of the Homeland Security Committee, on the floor today. House Republicans sent two articles of impeachment to the Senate against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They voted to impeach him by a narrow margin in February over his handling of the southern border, claiming Mayorkas committed high crimes and misdemeanors. But multiple constitutional experts have said the evidence doesn't reach that high bar. Democrats control the Senate and are expected to quickly dismiss the charges without a trial or hold a speedy trial that ends without a conviction. Senators could be sworn in as jurors as soon as tomorrow, if it doesn't get dismissed outright without holding a trial. Six jurors have been seated so far in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Prosecutors and Trump's lawyers continue to question potential jurors. A panel of 12 New Yorkers and likely six alternates will ultimately be selected. Trump's team has been challenging potential jurors' ability to be impartial, based on their past social media posts. The judge gave the former president a stern warning for visibly and audibly reacting to one of the potential jurors in court, whose Facebook post showed people celebrating on Election Day 2020, or when Joe Biden was declared the winner. While the judge has struck two people from the jury pool, he noted that it can't happen with every juror. While Trump is in the courtroom, President Joe Biden is campaigning in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He's using the trip to make an economic argument that portrays Trump as out of touch with Americans' concerns.
Folks, trickle-down economics failed the middle class. It failed America. And the truth is, Donald Trump embodies that failure. He wants to double down on trickle-down. His failure starts with his $2 trillion tax cut that overwhelmingly benefited the wealthiest and biggest corporations and exploded the federal debt when he was president.
Biden also touted his plan to raise taxes on the wealthy while protecting those who make less than $400,000 a year from tax hikes. Recent polling shows a very close contest between Biden and Trump, with less than 7 months until Election Day. Voting technology company Smartmatic and the right-wing conspiracy network One America News say they have settled a defamation lawsuit stemming from OAN's lies about the 2020 election. Both parties declined to share details on the settlement, but Smartmatic filed its suit against OAN in 2021, alleging that it, quote, victimized the company and spread lies about Smartmatic's role in the 2020 election. The little-watched network has regularly given airtime to baseless conspiracy theories that support Trump, most prominently about the 2020 election. Smartmatic's suit is one of several similar ones against conservative outlets, like Fox News and Newsmax. Coming up, abortion protections in the workplace. Hey, welcome back. A final rule issued Monday by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says most employers must offer time off for an abortion. Employers are not required to offer paid time off. It's a clarification of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, which provides pregnant and postpartum workers with protections, like accommodations related to unpaid time off, light duty, and breaks for food. The discussion of including abortion in these protections prompted tens of thousands of comments to the commission, with the majority wanting it excluded. But it's a win for advocates who've argued that the Pregnancy Discrimination Act is inadequate and fought for wider workers' rights. You know that CNN Five Things is a podcast and a newsletter. Now you can watch Kate Baldwin give you five more essential stories to start your day. Weekdays at 7 a.m. Eastern on Max.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.